Вариант 20.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
The internet enforces literacy and worldwide communication. I've talked to people online from all around the world. World knowledge is always a positive thing. With just a few clicks of the mouse, you can be learning about evolution or symptoms of physical ailments, how to make a chocolate cake, or anything else you can dream of. You can basically self-teach yourself in any subject using the internet. Now that we can place some security in our computers, most schools have computer labs. Students do vital research and homework using the internet. It saves time and gives them the option to find the necessary information online.
Speaker B.
For me, the internet is like fire. It depends on how people use it. If you use it the right way, it cooks food for you and warms your room. But if you use it in a bad way, it will harm you. With the internet, we can communicate ideas faster and to a larger audience. At the same time, it has spread the rot of mankind as well. The racism and the ignorance that you witness on the internet can expose the problems that exist in today's society. So I would not say that the internet is always making the world better.
Speaker C.
The internet gives people the opportunity for immediate communication, whether through email or instant messaging. This is especially helpful for people in different countries, for example, America and Italy. If you have a family in other parts of the world, it's far cheaper to communicate via the internet than it is to talk on the phone or send letters. I can chat with my friends halfway across the globe for next to nothing, and voice chat is almost phone quality. Because of this, the internet is a great substitute for the telephone and the postal service.
Speaker D.
Lots of people don't know what they would do if they didn't access the internet at least once a day. It's really sad that we depend so much on something so trivial. I cannot see how the internet has made our lives any richer. If we weren't on the internet, we would be talking to real people about real issues, and we would not be so obsessed with other people's lives. The internet has made the world a smaller place and somehow cheapened the diversity which makes up our world. I suppose we will be the last generation who goes out into the world to discover things by ourselves.
Speaker E.
The internet itself is obviously useful if it's used as a tool for learning. However, it is also a very dangerous tool considering that it could turn the whole world into chaos. There will always be hackers who rake through the newest antivirus programs and gain control over your computer using secret backdoors. And if you're not secure, they can access your personal data like credit card numbers, social security or home address. It's not very hard to find someone on the internet, trust me. People regularly have their identities stolen. Fortunately, if you know what you're doing, this almost never happens.
Speaker F.
The internet has completely changed my life. I run my own web design and development company. I live and play on the web. I also have my telephone service run over my internet connection. If I had to estimate, I would say that over 98% of my total communication with the world is done over the web in some form or another. I have an entire bookshelf full of books on networking. I run a gigabit network in my house and own 2 network laser jet printers. Without the web, I would not have any dreams, aspirations, or source of income. It is vital to my existence.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
The internet enforces literacy and worldwide communication. I've talked to people online from all around the world. World knowledge is always a positive thing. With just a few clicks of the mouse, you can be learning about evolution or symptoms of physical ailments, how to make a chocolate cake, or anything else you can dream of. You can basically self-teach yourself in any subject using the internet. Now that we can place some security in our computers, most schools have computer labs. Students do vital research and homework using the internet. It saves time and gives them the option to find the necessary information online.
Speaker B.
For me, the internet is like fire. It depends on how people use it. If you use it the right way, it cooks food for you and warms your room. But if you use it in a bad way, it will harm you. With the internet, we can communicate ideas faster and to a larger audience. At the same time, it has spread the rot of mankind as well. The racism and the ignorance that you witness on the internet can expose the problems that exist in today's society. So I would not say that the internet is always making the world better.
Speaker C.
The internet gives people the opportunity for immediate communication, whether through email or instant messaging. This is especially helpful for people in different countries, for example, America and Italy. If you have a family in other parts of the world, it's far cheaper to communicate via the internet than it is to talk on the phone or send letters. I can chat with my friends halfway across the globe for next to nothing, and voice chat is almost phone quality. Because of this, the internet is a great substitute for the telephone and the postal service.
Speaker D.
Lots of people don't know what they would do if they didn't access the internet at least once a day. It's really sad that we depend so much on something so trivial. I cannot see how the internet has made our lives any richer. If we weren't on the internet, we would be talking to real people about real issues, and we would not be so obsessed with other people's lives. The internet has made the world a smaller place and somehow cheapened the diversity which makes up our world. I suppose we will be the last generation who goes out into the world to discover things by ourselves.
Speaker E.
The internet itself is obviously useful if it's used as a tool for learning. However, it is also a very dangerous tool considering that it could turn the whole world into chaos. There will always be hackers who rake through the newest antivirus programs and gain control over your computer using secret backdoors. And if you're not secure, they can access your personal data like credit card numbers, social security, or home address. It's not very hard to find someone on the internet, trust me. People regularly have their identities stolen. Fortunately, if you know what you're doing, this almost never happens.
Speaker F.
The internet has completely changed my life. I run my own web design and development company. I live and play on the web. I also have my telephone service run over my internet connection. If I had to estimate, I would say that over 98% of my total communication with the world is done over the web in some form or another. I have an entire bookshelf full of books on networking. I run a gigabit network in my house and own 2 network laser jet printers. Without the web, I would not have any dreams, aspirations, or source of income. It is vital to my existence.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Alan, would you like to see the pictures of my holiday in Italy?
Sure. What was it like?
Ah, the holiday was great. The food was great. But the traffic was horrible.
Really? Why was the traffic horrible?
Actually, the general skill level of drivers in Italy is rather bad. Driving too fast for conditions, overtaking in stupid places, and driving while talking on a mobile phone are all very common there.
Oh, Tim, did you have any accidents?
Luckily, we didn't. But the death rate on the roads in Italy is not funny at all. Anyway, I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Let's return to your positive impressions. Oh, what a beautiful picture.
Yes, this is a picture of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was a great feeling to stand right in front of such a fantastic building. But honestly, the tower didn't seem to be that leaning.
Incredible. I've always wanted to climb it. Did you do that?
Yes, we climbed to the top. It was raining that day, but it was still wonderful.
Was it scary?
No, I wasn't frightened at all. It's not very tall, actually.
And what's this?
That's a photo of the River Arno in Florence. That's the Ponte Vecchio, which means the old bridge.
Yeah, I know. It's like the Tower Bridge in London.
Not exactly. Yes, it's the symbol of the city, but unlike the Tower Bridge, it has small houses on both sides of the bridge.
It's really charming. And what was Florence like? Did you like the city?
It was marvellous. There were beautiful old medieval buildings in the city, impressive cathedrals and churches, and lots of wonderful museums.
How was your Italian?
My Italian wasn't very good, but many Italians speak English very well. I was really impressed.
Oh, this picture looks wonderful.
Yes, that's a shot of a tasty pizza served by a beautiful Italian girl. You know, Italians are famous for their food and wine, so we didn't miss a chance to try traditional dishes.
I'm so jealous. I hope to visit this country someday.
That's a really great country. I'd recommend Italy anytime.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Alan, would you like to see the pictures of my holiday in Italy?
Sure. What was it like?
Ah, the holiday was great. The food was great. But the traffic was horrible.
Really? Why was the traffic horrible?
Actually, the general skill level of drivers in Italy is rather bad. Driving too fast for conditions, overtaking in stupid places, and driving while talking on a mobile phone are all very common there.
Oh, Tim, did you have any accidents?
Luckily, we didn't. But the death rate on the roads in Italy is not funny at all. Anyway, I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Let's return to your positive impressions. Oh, what a beautiful picture.
Yes, this is a picture of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was a great feeling to stand right in front of such a fantastic building. But honestly, the tower didn't seem to be that leaning.
Incredible. I've always wanted to climb it. Did you do that?
Yes, we climbed to the top. It was raining that day, but it was still wonderful.
Was it scary?
No, I wasn't frightened at all. It's not very tall, actually.
And what's this?
That's a photo of the River Arno in Florence. That's the Ponte Vecchio, which means the old bridge.
Yeah, I know. It's like the Tower Bridge in London.
Not exactly. Yes, it's the symbol of the city, but unlike the Tower Bridge, it has small houses on both sides of the bridge.
It's really charming. And what was Florence like? Did you like the city?
It was marvellous. There were beautiful old medieval buildings in the city, impressive cathedrals and churches, and lots of wonderful museums.
How was your Italian?
My Italian wasn't very good, but many Italians speak English very well. I was really impressed.
Oh, this picture looks wonderful.
Yes, that's a shot of a tasty pizza served by a beautiful Italian girl. You know, Italians are famous for their food and wine, so we didn't miss a chance to try traditional dishes.
I'm so jealous. I hope to visit this country someday.
That's a really great country. I'd recommend Italy anytime.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите рассказ художницы о своем увлечении. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Many people have a casual attitude towards art, and I was no exception. But in 1989, I finally realized that life might have something more to offer. My husband Ray had asked me to retire 6 months earlier, and I somehow began watching an oil painting show on TV, The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. I was fascinated. It was not very long before I really wanted to try and paint along with this man on TV. My first finished painting was a landscape. Everyone praised my work and encouraged me to continue, and gradually, painting became my absolute passion in life. A few months later, we started looking to buy a four-bedroom house. The one we found and really loved had brand new, lush, thick carpet in all the rooms except one small bedroom in the back corner. This room had old stained carpet and needed repairs, but when the renovations were complete, it turned into the perfect art studio. I painted constantly, almost day and night. I would often finish two paintings per day. About a year later, we began attending a little church in our neighborhood. When the pastor and his family found out that I was an artist, they asked me to teach their sons how to paint. I believed that God had given me the gift of painting, so I did not charge any money for the art lessons, and we provided all the supplies needed for the lessons except the canvas. The next 5.5 years were filled with students from ages 6 to 70, coming in and out of my studio twice per week and learning how to paint. At one time, I had 18 students per week. This was a great time of learning and growing for me as an artist. After I stopped teaching art, my interest moved from painting landscapes towards painting people. This was very foreign to me because I had never learned how to draw very much. During these years, I sold paintings, accepted commissions for specific works,
and did plein air paintings in public occasionally. My husband Ray had also developed a great interest in painting. We took a spring vacation near a beautiful large lake in Texas and decided we would paint together for a week. After the first day of painting, I became very ill and thought it was a stomach virus or something I had eaten. In fact, I had been having stomach problems for a few weeks prior. After some research, we realized I had developed a strong allergy to oil paints and turpentine. We got rid of all oil-based products in the studio, and I started using a water-based acrylic paint. It was quite expensive. Learning to paint with acrylics presented a huge challenge, as they dry quickly in a matter of seconds and are nearly impossible to blend in comparison to oil paints, which takes several days to dry completely, and blending is no problem at all. Lots of new videos were studied, and I continued to paint every day, determined to learn the new medium. One weekend, I decided to paint a canvas and chose a landscape composition with an old chapel high up in the mountains. I was painting as fast as I could before the acrylic dried, and Ray laughingly said I was painting with both hands. When that experience was complete, I knew I could paint anything I wanted with acrylics. A few years later, we joined a local art association, and we enjoyed making new friendships with other artists. We exhibited paintings in art shows, banks, and other places during our tenure with the group. Soon, I became president of my own art association, which was formed with the help of some very close and dear artist friends. We were a diverse group of lively, creative, and energetic artists. Our meetings were fun, boisterous, and informative. They were necessary for us because we always encouraged one another to keep painting no matter what. We exhibited paintings in different businesses on a continual basis, and our artwork remains displayed at the City Library to this day.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Many people have a casual attitude towards art, and I was no exception. But in 1989, I finally realized that life might have something more to offer. My husband Ray had asked me to retire 6 months earlier, and I somehow began watching an oil painting show on TV, The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. I was fascinated. It was not very long before I really wanted to try and paint along with this man on TV. My first finished painting was a landscape. Everyone praised my work and encouraged me to continue, and gradually, painting became my absolute passion in life. A few months later, we started looking to buy a 4-bedroom house. The one we found and really loved had brand new, lush, thick carpet in all the rooms except one small bedroom in the back corner. This room had old, stained carpet and needed repairs, but when the renovations were complete, it turned into the perfect art studio. I painted constantly, almost day and night. I would often finish 2 paintings per day. About a year later, we began attending a little church in our neighborhood. When the pastor and his family found out that I was an artist, they asked me to teach their sons how to paint. I believed that God had given me the gift of painting, so I did not charge any money for the art lessons, and we provided all the supplies needed for the lessons except the canvas. The next 5 1/2 years were filled with students from ages 6 to 70, coming in and out of my studio twice per week and learning how to paint. At one time, I had 18 students per week. This was a great time of learning and growing for me as an artist. After I stopped teaching art, my interest moved from painting landscapes towards painting people. This was very foreign to me because I had never learned how to draw very much. During these years, I sold paintings, accepted commissions for specific works, and did plein air paintings in public occasionally. My husband Ray had also developed a great interest in painting. We took a spring vacation near a beautiful large lake in Texas and decided we would paint together for a week. After the first day of painting, I became very ill and thought it was a stomach virus or something I had eaten. In fact, I had been having stomach problems for a few weeks prior. After some research, we realized I had developed a strong allergy to oil paints and turpentine. We got rid of all oil-based products in the studio, and I started using a water-based acrylic paint. It was quite expensive. Learning to paint with acrylics presented a huge challenge, as they dry quickly in a matter of seconds and are nearly impossible to blend in comparison to oil paints, which takes several days to dry completely, and blending is no problem at all. Lots of new videos were studied, and I continued to paint every day, determined to learn the new medium. One weekend, I decided to paint a canvas and chose a landscape composition with an old chapel high up in the mountains. I was painting as fast as I could before the acrylic dried, and Ray laughingly said I was painting with both hands. When that experience was complete, I knew I could paint anything I wanted with acrylics. A few years later, we joined a local art association, and we enjoyed making new friendships with other artists. We exhibited paintings in art shows, banks, and other places during our tenor with the group. Soon, I became president of my own art association, which was formed with the help of some very close and dear artist friends. We were a diverse group of lively, creative, and energetic artists. Our meetings were fun, boisterous, and informative. They were necessary for us because we always encouraged one another to keep painting no matter what. We exhibited paintings in different businesses on a continual basis, and our artwork remains displayed at the City Library to this day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.